Hey, so here's my quick thoughts on Dave Chappelle's The Dreamer on Netflix. I have to say, the whole time I was dreaming for a better comedy special.
Hey, this is Irene. I've been waiting for you. Thank you for joining me, mixing it up with me right here on the mix. You're listening to CBiz Media.
Brag on it. Brag buttons. Represent your brand. At special events for your business, your brand, anywhere and everywhere you go. Check us out at cbiztvmedia.com and click on the Brag tab. So, I may have talked about this previously, but first time I saw Dave Chappelle was on The Nutty Professor with Eddie Murphy. He was doing the dozens as a comedian at the club. And at that time, Eddie Murphy's character, Sherman Klump, was heavy and he was just doing dozens on him. And so that was the first time I fell in love with Dave Chappelle. I had no idea who this guy was before that. Thought he was hilarious. He did like a movie called Half Baked. I wasn't really into that. And probably because I'm just not into the marijuana scene in general. But Dave Chappelle's show was fire. I loved that show. I mean, it could be close up there. I'll say a second best to In Living Color growing up. So I have to definitely say that. But I'll say that I say this special, maybe the two before that, when you start really getting to the transgender controversy, then he was talking about different race issues. And I just felt like he was, getting on a soapbox, preaching, and I don't dispute, some of the points he was making, but I feel like you're supposed to be a comedian and I'm supposed to be laughing, and I just felt this like daddy presence or something over me, and that's just not what I like in my comedians. I think he has evolved, but I just was not feeling his new vibe. And even in The Dreamer, little few spoilers maybe here and there, but he basically said he didn't need the transgender community to keep his career afloat, and he's been getting a lot of attention because of those comments. And he's basically said, I'm not gonna even go there this time, I'm gonna do some different stuff. He started talking about disabled people, and those jokes to me were kind of tasteless. I mean, a good comedian can talk about all type of controversial, crazy issues, even things that I'm going through personally. And if they do it right, I will not be offended. I will laugh. But I just was not feeling it. It was like the jokes weren't super offensive, but they weren't funny and they weren't landing for me. So, that's my take on The Dreamer. At the end, he was trying to make like a deep, prominent point. He had some emotional stories. He had some stories that had a point. He had a funny story with him and his wife and their iPhones. Here and there, he had some funny things. He capitalized on the whole Chris Rock Will Smith slap issue. Him and Chris were touring together, so he was easily able to capitalize off of that story and kind of use that as part of a theme of his stand-up, which I think is kind of cheap in a way to do that. But it makes sense because it's irrelevant for him. And to me, even though a lot of people are kind of over it, it's still somewhat a relevant topic. I appreciated the ending and the point of The Dreamer and that he was the dreamer and that we're all dreamers. I like that part of it, but other than that, to me, just like the last couple of specials, I think even the last one was funnier, but again, when he gets on a soapbox, I just kind of tune out and I start dreaming myself. All right, that's my take on Dave Chappelle's recent special, The Dreamer. What's your thoughts? Email me at cbiztv@yahoo.com. That's CBIZ tv@yahoo.com and tell me what you thought.